Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris. Like a Stone by Audio Slave always has a special spot in my heart. It was the intro song to my first radio show. Yeah.
Yes.
It's funny, like, hearing some stuff from the night, like, things that I used to play is, like, I like the intro, the beds to it. And this was one that I just always liked.
I like Audio Slave.
How can you not like Chris Cornell? The best singers of all time.
I was genuinely impacted when he committed suicide.
Me too.
Yeah.
Loved him. Anyway, I could sit here and talk about that for hours, but we got to do the hockey. And last night, I went 0-2 in hockey. It's about the only thing I did bad in. What are your thoughts on what we saw last night? Do you like what they did? Because I know there were some games that were like starting at like 11 on the West Coast.
Yeah, like the Rangers game started very late. They played the Vancouver.
Did you get to see any of it?
No, I didn't bother. But I kind of think it's fun. If you don't know what they did in the NHL last night, they've done this the last... It's not new. It's not new to the season, but they have a puck drop every 15 minutes or so. It is 15 minutes. The first game was like 6-6 and then 6:30. Then after that, 6:45, 7 o'clock, 7:15. So they have everybody in the NHL played last night. Everybody played. The games were spaced 15 minutes apart, and ESPN did something like akin to a red zone where, you know, they're back and forth showing the highlights from the games and who just had a rush, who, you know, had a shorthanded goal and things like this. So it's kind of cool.
Do you think hockey fans would take to something like Red Zone, or is it a little bit different because you want to watch the whole game?
Yeah, I don't know how they would kind of do that, because Red Zone, you know the way it is, they get in the red zone. They're close because it's a slower game, the
NFL. But they also, like, if someone makes a big play, they go to that game. And I don't know how you would do that in the NHL. It'd have to be like a big hit, a fight. Maybe a great save.
I don't know how they would do it.
Yeah.
Because it's the fastest game we have. And I just think to do that, it would have to be where there's a real pace to a game. And you go to that game for a minute or two and just watch them skate, because it's tough.
I mean, think about how vastly different than all the other sports. The basketball has so much scoring, you could go anytime.
Right.
You could go anytime to it and say, hey, this is the window you're getting. With baseball, it could be a key at bat. Oh, he's got runners on second and third.
Right.
Here he is. You go to it. In football, it's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Now we look at it with hockey. It's like, okay. I always wondered if it would work with that sport and if the fans would take to it like the other sports. But I guess I don't know.
Maybe a penalty kill in a close game where, you know, you're up by a goal, the game's tied, and you're shorthanded now, and they go to that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be tough. But it was an interesting night last night. some people finally broke through. Like Connor McDavid, he's had a slow start this season. He had two goals last night. The Oilers beat the Utah Mammoth. Although I don't know how they do this with these expansion teams. The Mammoth they broke a 7-game winning streak the Mammoth had.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
The expansion in the NHL, and granted, I know they had a team last year, and they did. The expansion in the NHL has been one of the sports where you can have the quickest turnaround than any other sport.
Golden Knights, how good they've been. I mean, it's crazy. But yeah, the Mammoth are 8-3. They're leading their division right now. It's just, it's wild. It just is. It's just, it's, it's, It is wild. Right now, yes, they have 16 points. Let's see. 8-3 and no overtime losses. Head atop the division in the Central, the Western Conference. Golden Knights are obviously top theirs. And last night, I think you may have had it's a possible Stanley Cup preview, in my opinion, last night between the Golden Knights and the Hurricanes. The Golden Knights won 6-3. Jack Eichel had 2 goals and an assist. And that kid is just, what an acquisition he's been from them when he had the fallout with Buffalo over his neck surgery. He's really, he's turned it on. And the Golden Knights, I think, I really hope we don't see another Florida-Edmonton Stanley Cup final. But I think this could be the preview for Stanley Cup this year. The Hurricanes should be really good. Golden Knights are really good. They played last night. Golden Knights won 6-3. But it was just, I think this is a fun concept that they have here. where everybody plays 15 minutes apart, and you see all of it if you want.
I think that's cool. And maybe that's the way, like, if you're going to games and checking it out and bouncing around. But again, like with last night, I think it is something cool that you're doing to try to showcase your sport. Everybody played. But with the NHL, like, how do you get new viewers with this? Because people that say that they go to games, they get hooked when they're live there.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, we joke about do the hockey, but there was that bit on Saturday Night Live with Chance the Rapper, black guy watching hockey. Right. And then there was the story, was it a St. Louis Blues fan, where the guy went to the game and he goes, how come all y'all white people never told me about this? This thing is awesome. Yeah. They're hitting each other. They're fast. And like you look at those games. I still have never been to an NHL game.
We have to go this season. We keep saying this every year. It's like,
and I want to give a big middle finger to FanDuel. I know they're a sponsor, but my FanDuel rep over there, he's the one that gave me hockey tickets to see the Caps. Remember I told you I was going to go see my first ever hockey game. My wife and I went down to D.C. early, spent the day.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Went to the museum.
Yes.
Go to Will Call. There's no tickets. Text him. He ghosts me. Text him again. Like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm in D.C. Like, you told me I had tickets to the Caps game. Text me the next day and said, oh, we gave out too many. We didn't have enough. I said, you couldn't have texted me that the day before? And then it's funny, the guy that comes to my house and does the plumbing, he also has the same FanDuel. He had the same guy for FanDuel. Right. And we were talking about it. I said, you got Devon? He's like, yeah, man, that guy sucks. He sucks ass. He did the same thing to him.
Did they really?
And he just told me he got fired, so they let him go. But he was just a waste, man. Just an absolute waste when it came to, you know, like giving you stuff. I never even asked for the sporting events. But when he came to me with Caps tickets, I'm like, yeah, I've never gone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking, like, I can go to Oriole and Raven games pretty much whenever you want. If they offered me something and it's a nice, you know, night, it's a good game, yeah, I'd go. But I'd never been to a Caps game. And here we are, just twiddling our thumbs in D.C. We got to go to the Smithsonian. That was awesome. Great.
I think this season we go to either, like, we go down to the Caps or we go up to the Flyers. It's easier up there, actually.
Yeah.
Tickets are cheaper and it's easier to park and all that. But we do either one because they're both close.
Yeah.
And just, you know, pick a game we want to see and let's do with it. Especially if, like,
Joe, are you in?
They have a lot of Saturday day games.
Yeah.
I'm not going to a Flyers game.
Really?
What if they play the Caps?
I'd rather not. I'd rather just go to D.C.
You hate the Flyers that much?
A, I hate the Flyers. B, if you try to wear Cap stuff at a Flyers game, you're just going to get crapped on the entire time.
That's why I don't wear stuff to any of those games. Like, I get it with people. I've just seen too many things happen with guys just having a good time where some drunk a-hole ruins the night. I don't need it. Like, me either. Just to wear a jersey. I'm going to cheer. I'm going to clap the way I always do. But I don't have to worry about some guy coming and knocking your hat off when you're leaving, pushing you down, spitting on you, throwing stuff at you. I don't need that.
It is.
It's so sports. Stupid.
It's just sports, man.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the hooligans have it worse over in London.
I guess. Yeah, they do, but it's still awful.
Well, so with last night, anything that really stand out to you? Is there any team that you're kind of disappointed in that you want to see make that turn? I know you just talked about Connor McDavid.
I'm disappointed is not the word. It's normal because early in the season, you know, the two teams that I think were going to be really good or good again, you know, like the Bruins and the Lightning, they're struggling at the bottom of their division. But the teams that surprised me, the Canadians are really having a big start. And they have not been good in the last couple of years. But right now, they're on top of the Atlantic Division, the Eastern Conference. That, to me, is kind of cool. Because I do have an affinity for the original six teams. And obviously, they're one of them. And right behind, actually, Three of them are leading that division right now. The Canadiens are in first with 16 points, the Red Wings with 14, and the Maple Leafs with 11, and the Panthers and Senators tied with them. But the fact that you got the Canadiens, Red Wings, and Maple Leafs atop the division makes me kind of happy, because I do really – I always root for the original six teams, because some have fallen on hard times. The Red Wings have come back a bit. The Blackhawks have just sucked. The Canadiens have sucked.
Yeah, but it is nice to be some of to some of the teams from our 51st state, you know, up there in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't, you know, won the Stanley Cup in forever.
Well, so we got to get to the World Stupid coming up next. And yes. I was telling you there's some fun stories. We're going to talk about some of the food items that they've had at the World Series for Dodger Stadium. See what you think about it. Some really expensive stuff, too.
Yeah.
I like it. It's interesting. I also want to talk about smart beds. If you guys remember the Amazon Web Service outage that happened.
Yeah.
Some smart beds went awry. I'll tell you what a smart bed is if you don't know. We're also going to talk about what China's doing in their public bathrooms. It's been, yeah, it's no bueno. This is, I can't believe
that was Spanish, not Chinese.
No, I'm not going to do that. Nope. We'll talk about it next in the World of Stupid.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right. Let's get stupid. Let's start off with this story here. It's out of the World Series. Dodger Stadium had some new food items that were available.
I saw some on the TV behind you, what you were talking about.
Did you see the tomahawk platter?
No.
For $150, you get some roasted potatoes, a gigantic tomahawk steak on a wooden board that comes out with some chimichurri.
Plank, yeah.
Yeah, plank. $150. And by the way,
how do you eat that at a ball game?
Here's the setup of how they have it. I guess you just eat it at your seat. I'd be the guy holding the end of it and eating it like I was at the Renaissance Festival, right? Eating one of those turkey legs. But you see the pictures of the food there. Yeah. I know I can't do this as often with the cameras here and everything, but that might be the only food that's not underpriced there, or overpriced, I should say. You know, $150 for it. So here's what they have. They have a tomahawk platter, surf and turf nachos. I wonder how much that damn thing cost.
Mm.
Cochinita pibil. Bone marrow taco? Have you eaten bone marrow?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And certain dishes, the things made with it.
Asabuco.
Yeah. Oh, so good. And pistachio cream sundae.
I love pistachio.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, you guys, I got to tell you.
Pistachio sorbet, pistachio cookies, anything.
When I went to Joe Benny's, and on the menu they had pistachio pasta, and I'm like, that's something that you guys make? He goes, it's our most popular dish.
Yeah.
And I went, what?
Outside of the meatballs. A lot of pistachio.
Oh, my God, it was so good.
Yeah, it's
I would have never ordered that in my life unless he told he told me to. So, yeah, like you could see some of these guys hold, like, I would definitely be on camera holding that steak at the end and just gnawing on it. It's just crazy.
Again, the photo you showed me at first, it's like at a picnic table.
Yeah. I think that's just the picture they're setting up.
Yes, because he's wearing a Dodger jersey in the seats. Like, how the hell you eat that? Like, in a crowded stadium.
$150 steak. And by the way, it's probably a little overpriced, but that's kind of the going rate for that steak. That I don't know about making it at a ballpark.
Yeah.
But you're going to overpay. Like,
anyway, it's funny. I change the subject. When I came back from Key West, come through Alligator Alley into Naples, Florida, right? And that's like the home stretch for me to go home. But we stopped at this grocery store called Seed to Table. It was like a Wegmans. It was enormous, couple stories high and stuff. Everything you can imagine to buy. But you could go to the meat counter. They'll cook your steak and bring it to you at your table.
Really?
They have like picnic tables throughout the place. I had lunch there. I had a pulled pork sandwich. But they were guys buying beef, and they bring it up, and they say, how do you want it? And they bring it to cook to temperature at your table.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was an incredible place.
I love that. Hey, Joe, can you chime in here? Are you familiar with the AWS thing that happened? So the Amazon Web Services, they had an outage that affected a lot of websites from things like Roblox to Reddit's, or is it Roblox?
Roblox.
Reddit. And then it also affected something else, but you're familiar with this? Because I know it affected some of the websites that, like, I use for gambling and stuff. They were
it's
having
like web hosting. Also, like, a lot of podcasts were impacted because their streaming is hosted on there.
I got to say, though, this story is awesome because if you own a smart refrigerator, a smart bed, like, just like you have a smartphone, smart TV, like, I'll tell this story real quick. My buddy Larry, you know him, my husband Larry, as you call him. He got a smart refrigerator, so you can pull up, movies, whatever on it. I don't know. It's just like I guess it's a humble brag. Like you walk in, like, hey, you got TV on your fridge.
Yeah.
So we put porn on his fridge, and it just kept running nonstop. And then his parents came over, and it's only smells. No, it's so we had some fun with him. This makes me laugh so much, but I got to admit, I'd be scared as hell if I was in one of these beds. Smart beds went off. Now, smart beds can control the temperature, the angle that you sleep at, adjust. They can check your heart rate, how you're sleeping. There's a bunch of things that go into it. These things started going nuts. Like somebody would be sleeping in their bed and all of a sudden the bed would be 110 degrees and they can't change it. Or the bed's legs, the bottom would come up and just sit up and there's nothing you can do.
You're folded in half.
I can't imagine this just happened.
There's a hamburger bun.
I find it so fun. And this is why I hate these self-driving cars, because things like this happen. This is stupid. But I told you, I don't have that kind of bed, but I do have a great bed. I think we had a mattress firm when I had to door some years ago. The thing, the head rises, the feet rise, it vibrates, it's lights.
I know your bed vibrates.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're going to have to put a quarter in it.
Celeste likes to actually sit up and read, so she puts the bed up like in a V, where feet are raised, a head's raised. The control box breaks.
Oh.
The bed gets stuck in that position. Now you can't sleep in it.
Yeah.
Because you're like a taco. It's like you're sleeping in a V. It was ridiculous. So I had to order a new control box. I had to turn the bed over, install it, and then it reset. And then when that happened, it was scary because it was such a boom. I had it on its side, and I was like, it's not working. It was a safety mechanism that if the feet weren't on the floor, it wouldn't reset.
That way you can't get stuck?
Yes, I guess. Or you can't hurt. So when I put it, then it just went flat completely and it took me by surprise. But I can imagine the horror with these people. Could you imagine all of a sudden your bed's 110 degrees?
Oh my God.
Am I in hell?
But the other thing these beds have, some of them have alarms with flashing lights. Could you imagine just being asleep and wah, wah, like, where is that coming? It's your damn bed.
Yeah.
And it feels like you got to the next party and a strobe light's going off. You just start, you get up and start dancing?
I think the heat would be terrifying.
Oh,
those smart TVs are going to start having ads on them too.
Well, Joe,
that
leads me into this next story. Have you seen this? What's going on in China?
No, I'm not.
Well, there was a movie called PCU. Do you remember this? It was bunch of different actors in it that you'd recognize. Mainly the one guy I want to bring up is the director of Iron Man, John Favreau's in it.
Okay.
And he looks totally different. So it's about like colleges and frats and things like that and throwing parties. David Spade's in it, Jeremy Piven. Uh-huh. The only reason I bring it up is they did something where you got charged at the door for coming to their party, right?
Right.
So you'd pay $10 at the door. You also got charged at the other door if you wanted toilet paper. So if somebody's trying to go to the bathroom, the guy has a roll of toilet paper and he goes, $10. And he rattles off a couple of sheets for him and gives it to him so he can go in there and go to the bathroom. So they were making money on both doors. The reason I tell you this story is because China's public bathrooms now force you to watch ads in exchange for toilet paper.
That's unbelievable.
And God forbid you're in there one where you got to kick your heels up and just give it hell. Because how many ads do I have to watch to wipe my ass? I mean, this is a real thing. Like, are you kidding me? Like, hey, I got to get the toilet paper. First, we got to tell you about...
30-second pre-roll.
We got to tell you about the new
is
Fantastic
that a pun
Four
and
movie.
Pre-roll?
But like you're sitting on the toilet and you're looking for the toilet paper and we've all been there. You usually do it at home when you have to crab walk all the way somewhere. You're like, walking like Yosemite Sam. I yelled at my wife before because she keeps all her toilet paper in the basement. I said, we have a closet. Yes. She'll put some underneath the little cabinet or whatever underneath the sink in the bathroom. But when you run out, you run out and you're not thinking when you grab the last one that it's the last one or you don't even know if somebody else did. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there and I said to my wife, I said, we literally have a closet in our bathroom or a closet in the bedroom right outside the bathroom, which that's a shorter walk, but we're the only two that use our bathroom. Why can't we just put the toilet paper right there next to the toilet? Nobody's going to see it. No, that's not classy enough. Well, taking a crap isn't classy. You know, what do you want from me? It's even worse doing the walking all over. I got to walk down a flight of stairs.
I can't imagine. That's dumb. That's really, you have to walk downstairs. And when you know it's going to be numerous times with this emergency, with somebody
plop, plop,
screwed
plop.
The other guy.
Yes.
And there's three sheets on the roll. And and now you got to go downstairs. And that, with the pre-roll thing, sometimes it's an emergency. And you can be very good. Did you know how much happier I came back in the last break?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Yeah. Look, in our family, we're very frugal. We try to cut corners, so we use both sides of the toilet paper.
Right.
That's your world of stupid. We got more coming up that we're going to get to. Some college football thoughts on the current top 25, what this weekend will mean for those who could end up in the first college football playoff ranking. I got to tell you, this weekend is really weird. Having matchups that if you talked about them in week one, how great they are. Not so great right now. We'll get into that and talk about the college football games, and we got shovels coming up a little bit later. Stay tuned right here on The Fan. All right. Welcome back. Jeremy Conrad Norris, Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off today. Visit with the dentist. We were talking about the top 25 in college football. Before I get to like some of the rankings, one of the things I wanted to bring up was, so I just started diving into the college slate yesterday and handicapping and trying to break down the games. And it's a weird week because we have Penn State, Ohio State. Does it mean the same thing that you thought it would mean in week one? You know, you thought this might actually be for the Big Ten.
Yes. But,
you have Vanderbilt and Texas, which ends up being a huge game.
I know.
And I don't think Texas is going to win that game, by the way. And I don't think people realize this was the case with the way that Vanderbilt's played. You got Duke and Clemson. These were two teams that were thought to be, you know, front runners for the ACC. Yeah, they stink. And some of the other games, like even Georgia, Florida doesn't have the same feel to it.
No.
Notre Dame's at Boston College, Georgia's at Florida, Indiana at Maryland. So it's not like the, you know, the greatest, like matchups that you could have where we thought these teams would be better. Like Texas Tech, Kansas State. I think at the beginning of the year, everybody thought Kansas State was going to be really good and it hasn't been that. And Texas Tech has been amazing.
Well, there's a lot of big surprises to me. I mean, Texas two losses. I picked Texas to win a national championship. They have two losses now. And then I switched to Ole Miss because when I saw Texas, I said, I think Ole Miss is going to win, you know, the SEC.
You're going to pick A&M now because I think that's the right one.
I think it might be A&M.
They've been playing their asses off.
They've been
off,
really
man.
Good. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. It is.
Well,
and Vanderbilt's a shocker to me.
Yeah, I just saw that Theo Vaughn was out with Diego Pavia's mom. There was some ongoing thing. They showed up on a podcast.
Really?
Yeah, who knows what's going on there? But they had a bet or something, and he said, get me a date with your mom. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then I don't know if this is just some joking thing that's going right. on, or if there's something going on there. But Cincinnati's at Utah. That's a top 25 matchup. USC at Nebraska. USC's in the top 25. But one of the bigger games this weekend is Oklahoma at Tennessee, and whoever loses that game is out of the playoff picture if you expect to be in it. So, again, there were some games this weekend that we really thought were going to be huge, and they turned out not to be. As far as the top 25, let me give you the top five. We'll do the AP poll. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia. I don't think Georgia's a top five team, but it's hard to argue that. I really like what I'm seeing from Georgia Tech, and I think they're in a weird spot this week. BYU's played their ass off. That Miami loss really sucks because now they're at 10, but them and Georgia Tech have basically a boat race to try to get to the front. And I'm not trying to I don't think Virginia's good, and I know Rob's, but you can send me a message or whatever. Virginia's 7-1 on the season, so you are what your record says you are, but I think something's missing there. Was there any other team, like, how do you feel about Florida State now and what happened? They just fell apart.
I was really hopeful for a while because, you know, the big win over Alabama, and then they look pretty good, actually. I don't quite remember how high they got in the poll, but they were well thought of by the panelists, and then they're just completely falling apart. So yeah, it did surprise me. I don't like it when even the teams they don't root for, like the Gators and Hurricanes. I like when the Florida teams are good because football's always good. It's like Texas, You know, you got Texas A&M, Texas Tech. There's a lot of good teams in Texas. A lot of good teams in Florida. I like seeing all of them there because maybe it's comfortable for me. The history is the same. But I am surprised by that. Penn State shocked me. I thought they'd be really good this year. That was the biggest shock. Florida State, I didn't expect anything from. I'm a big fan, but didn't expect much. Penn State, I expected to be competing for the national championship. I didn't expect their coach to be gone midseason and, all the other things. And then on the other side, like, Georgia Tech is a pleasant surprise. I've always liked Georgia Tech. Vanderbilt shocks me.
If you start watching Georgia Tech more, you're going to fall. Their head coach is a former offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And when he talks after the game, or if you get to see his the speech before the game, it's like, I want to play for that guy. Yeah, he's so likable. He's straight up with everything. There's no sugarcoating this or that. He'll tell you how he feels his team did and all that. But I just think a really fun coach. And if you haven't watched Haynes King, good God. What do you have? He had 3 passing touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns. 100 yards rushing and 200 and some yards passing or whatever. Just ridiculous.
It's funny because I always like Georgia Tech for the dumbest reasons. Because, what's their nickname? The Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
What's the University of Rochester nickname?
The Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets.
Not the Rambling Wreck? Rochester Rambling Wreck?
But I'm a hell of an engineer.
Yeah.
That's my name in high school. Brooklyn Tech. We were the engineers. God. So it's all this wrapped up.
The Rambling Wreck from Brooklyn Tech.
But a hell of an engineer.
By the way, you brought up Texas teams. So in the top 25, Houston, Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech. Yeah, Texas has good teams. They're pretty good, and usually Florida is as well, but man, it was disappointing. So
did you ever see the Georgia Tech, the motivational speech by the pastor, not the coach?
I don't know.
I think he played for the Lions. It's Derek Moore. He was a team chaplain. I'll play it for you on the break. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to want to get up and play.
Well, that was like you were telling me about the speech that you had after 9/11, right?
Oh, yeah. Some police officer grabbed me the other night and said that. So it was the most motivational speech he's ever had.
Well, he's never heard me, right?
That's true. Oh. Well.
I mean, come on.
If she encountered you, it may not be anymore, but it was up until today.
This is motivational. You know what motivation I have? To get the hell away from you. That's what I have. By the way, who do you think the best team in the country is before we step out?
Ohio State.
Do you?
Yeah.
I would agree. I am so interested in this Indiana team. I think Maryland's going to play them tough this week, but I just don't know how they hang
again,
with them.
Huge surprise. Mm-hmm. But it's not as big because they've been good. They were good last year. They made this big turnaround with that coach. Their defense is tough, man.
When they beat Oregon, I went, I think we have something.
Yeah.
I think we have something on our hands here. So it's going to be fun to watch. I like Elijah Surratt. I don't think Mendoza's as good as everybody thinks he is, but for whatever reason, Cignetti, what he's done is he goes and he finds a quarterback in the transfer portal. That's what he's done every year here.
Yeah.
And then he went out to Cal and said, hey, you want to come here and play? I think you'd fit my system great. And now the guy's a Heisman front runner.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
And couple that with a great defense.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's. We're going to talk some more Ravens here. I want to hear from some fans out there. 410-583-1057. Do you have any worries about re-injury for Lamar or some rust when he gets back on the field against the Dolphins? Or once he gets healthy, you think all bets are off? This guy's just going to do what he always does and score a ton of points. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. That's Lamar Jackson. Rob Long's off today. Do you have any concerns about re-injury? Any rust coming back? I mean, rust's always a possibility, but I just... If this was like he missed the first 10 games of the season and he's just getting back, I would probably say, yeah, rust is a possibility. Mm-hmm. But like the fact that he played and he got hurt and missed a few weeks, I personally am not worried about him being rusty. Him being out there makes everyone better. Derrick Henry's going to get 100 yards in this game.
Changes everything.
Because Lamar's out there.
Absolutely. Changes everything with his presence. And I'm not worried about rust. I think he could have played last week. If it were not a short week, I think he would have.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm just assuming that because, you know, nobody, you don't want to bring a guy back from an injury on a Sunday and then give him 3 days rest.
I also think, by the way, so I was looking at the results of my algorithm on what's going to happen in Thursday's game, you know, and is predicting it. It has Derrick Henry as a, like, they have this thing with touchdown equity. The likely you are to hit a touchdown, more likely. Right. And it's not a percentage, it's a decimal point. So, like, you could be 1.5, meaning that you're more than likely to score two touchdowns than one, but they feel like you're definitely going to score one. Derrick Henry's at a full touchdown, meaning they believe he's going to score, and he's minus 240. To score two touchdowns, he's plus 240. I think those numbers are phenomenal with Lamar coming back, and I think we see a little bit more Ricard against the Dolphins this week as opposed to what we saw last week.
Just are you opinion. More snaps for Ricard?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I just think the personnel dictated what they wanted to do in that game, and with Lamar back, they're going to change it up. I also think this is the return of Isaiah Likely. Like, he hasn't done anything since he's come back. No. Nothing. I think he's got more penalties than receptions. This is the game. His prop in Vegas is 21.5. Isaiah Likely's, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the number one or number two receiver behind Zay Flowers in this offense with Lamar.
Yeah, back. I can see that.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see a lot more Ricard with Lamar back. Because then it's the offense. That's when you're used to seeing. We have that mesh point between Lamar and Derrick Henry, which is the most dangerous one in football. And then you add in Pat Ricard. And even in his limited snaps last week, he was flattening people.
Yeah.
I mean, really, he's demolished. There was one run, I think it was Mitchell Sprung. It was like, woof. He de-cleats people.
Well,
it's not that he gets in the way. Like, he puts people on their back.
I think
Pancake Pat.
I think the Mitchell run to the outside, that like speed.
Yeah.
That was the play where Falele just misses everyone. And he still gains like 12 yards on the play. It's like, when he's bad, he's unbelievably bad. But overall, he's not as bad as everybody's making him out to be. It's almost like every 10 plays or every 20 plays, he forgets how to play on one of those plays.
Yeah, and I think the problem is we're all prisoners of television.
Yeah.
Because most of us watch the game on TV, so you see they'll replay when someone whiffs and say there's a sack or pressure, and it's Falele. And it's like, oh, it's like you're like a turnstile, man. Like just, but it could be one play out of 50.
Yeah,
you know.
But if the play looks that ugly, like
that's the one you see. They don't replay offensive linemen when they're good.
Yeah. It's so funny, man. It's just whiffs. Like, that's the guy I want to get. How did you miss? You're 7'12", dude. Like, get your hand on somebody. But, yeah, look, he's graded out well. As far as, like, injuries and what we've seen, are you concerned with that with Lamar? Because, like, the guys that said, I told you he was going to get hurt, this is where they hang their hat and say, I knew it was going to happen. Yeah, but you thought he was going to get hurt running the football, not in the pocket.
Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody gets hurt in football. Pick a team. You could throw a dartboard at an NFL logo right now. Go to an injury list.
Yeah.
It's substantial.
Very.
Seriously, it's substantial. So it's just people are just dumb.
I laugh.
They wear me out.
I laugh when we had was it somebody that called in here yesterday and said, why do you think they did the gambling thing? It was yesterday on Ken McCusick's podcast. Somebody asked the question with the stuff that Harbaugh did, or at least alleged with the finagling of the injury report.
Right.
Do you think the league was mad because they care about player health and safety, or do you think the league was mad because of the competitive balance in gambling? And I said, player safety? When has the league cared about that? When?
Yeah.
They had to be sued to start looking at concussions differently. You know, now they have to find, I don't know if you saw it, Scatterbow and Brian Daboll got fined for going in the blue tent to see if Jackson Dart was okay.
Did they really?
Well, because it wasn't like, hey, is he okay? Get his ass out here. Oh, we need him. Russell Wilson's in the game. Have you guys watched this? So they got fined and got in trouble for it.
I just pulled, you mentioned, I put the Giants, I threw the dart at the Giants logo. Okay. It's ridiculous. Michael McFadden, Rico Payton, Daquan Felton, they're all out, all injury reserve for this
Malik
season.
Malik Neighbors, Chris Scatterbell.
Board.
Yeah.
I'm getting Chris Board, injury reserve. Or there's a couple of guys are questionable. Then we get to Scatterbell. Injured reserve, Neighbors, injured reserve, Anthony Johnson. They're all out.
Mm-hmm.
This is just one team. I mean, and you think it's not important to the Giants to have Scatterbell and Neighbors out there?
Of course. By the way, one other thing to bring up with Scatterbell dislocating his ankle in Philly. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people saw it. I know everybody now probably knows who the security guard Dom is for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
He took him cheesesteaks and pizza.
Did he?
Yeah, at the hospital, because he was going to be at the hospital for an extended stay. Right. So he just wanted to check in on him and say, hey, a little treat from Philadelphia. I know you love this stuff. So
that's cool.
Yeah, kind of a little cool sidebar with, you know, things that we are not necessarily privy to all the time.
Right.
But yeah, this is one of those things with the injuries. I'm not worried about Lamar's injury. I will say this. I do get concerned over watching players that have hamstring injuries quite significantly because they always seem to creep up. And to me, I'd rather have a broken bone than a hamstring injury because my broken bone, I know when that thing's healed.
Yeah.
That hamstring, you just don't know. And because you have such a guy like Lamar that's great, like fast twitch, explosive player, mm-hmm. you could see this stuff happen. You know, with wide receivers that have hamstring injuries, you're just waiting for the other domino to fall. Like, when's it happening? But hopefully this isn't something that kind of re-aggravates and gets back to it. But I feel like with the extra time that he's taken, he should be ready. And if he's playing, he's got to be as close to 100% as possible.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't play, let's say he doesn't play, you ain't winning. I'm sorry. I understand what Tyler Huntley just did. I think you could beat the Dolphins, but it's a short week. It's a lot to ask.
Yeah, on the road.
Yeah. So, all right. 410-583-1057. Going hour number three. We're going to talk some more Ravens-Dolphins if you want to get in. If you're the Dolphins, OC Frank Smith, how are you attacking this Ravens defense? I have some ideas of what they should do, and it kind of correlates with some of the prop plays that I like in this game, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back right here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.